This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A Bethesda Road Independence County man died Saturday of injuries he suffered in a one-vehicle accident that morning in central Batesville. Independence County Deputy Sheriff Brian Lutzweger says 79-year-old Melvin Lane Etheridge of 685 Bethesda Road was traveling west on Harrison at Boswell Street when his 1992 Nissan left Harrison on the north side and struck a concrete retaining wall at the corner of Boswell and Harrison. The deputy said Etheridge was taken to the White River Medical Center. County Coroner Wesley Gay said after emergency treatment was given, a decision was made to transport Etheridge to a Little Rock hospital for trauma care. Gay said on the flight to Little Rock, Etheridge went into cardiac arrest and was returned to the medical center where he died. Gay said Etheridge had multiple injuries to his chest, along with some head injuries caused by the accident. Gay said blood samples were drawn to be sent to the state crime lab for toxicology test. He said the tests are standard operating procedure. For many years, Mr. Etheridge worked for the USDA at the Batesville ConAgra plant. He also worked at Lyon College and for the White River Regional Housing Authority. He was a member of the North Heights Church of Christ. An Independence County man, apparently high on a day of taking meth, was arrested for damaging a residence with a hammer. Deputy Wayne Green said he was dispatched to 70 Holly Hills Road by the owner of the residence who wanted to press charges. 21-year-old Joshua K. Vickery was taken into custody and charged with first-degree criminal mischief. Deputy Green said Vickery told him he tore the house to pieces, but he didn't know why. No estimate of damage was given in the police report. The Batesville Fire Department extinguished a brush fire Saturday afternoon in the wood line between the Eagle Mountain Shopping Center and Woodmont Circle on Eagle Mountain. Independence County Deputy Sheriff Brett Ward said in the area of the fire an orange tent was located with an assortment of trash around the area. He said it appeared someone had been living in the tent for several days from the amount of food cans that had been discarded. Ward said no one was near the tent when authorities arrived. Walmart has announced a new strategy executives hope will pull in procrastinators by giving them a big incentive to shop early. It's a guarantee that they'll get the lowest price no matter when they buy during the holiday season. The Bentonville retailer says it'll match prices on many of its products and will give customers a gift card for the difference if they find the identical product sold elsewhere for less. The Southside Fire Department's only annual big fundraiser, a chili supper, is set for Friday, October 28th at the fire station on Highway 167 South. Assistant Chief Chris Tolan said serving begins at noon and goes through 8 p.m. The meal is $5. Tolan said the department will deliver with orders of 5 meals or more. You can contact any member of the Southside Fire Department for additional details. And two Independence County men were caught after hours early Friday evening shooting handguns at the Rocky Wilma shooting complex just north of Batesville. Deputy Philip Pickett said he was dispatched to the area because of gunshots being fired after the ranges posted hours of operation. Deputy Pickett said he found two men, a 24-year-old and a 28-year-old, shooting targets off the top of the trap shooting house with handguns. Pickett said the range has two posted signs that say shotguns and archery only, and also posted signs showing hours of operation. The two men told Pickett a man in a green pickup truck advised them they could shoot at the range. Pickett said they didn't know the name of the man, though. Pickett issued the two a criminal trespass warning and released them. He said Etheridge had multiple injuries to his chest, along with some head injuries caused by the accident. Gay said blood samples were drawn to be sent to the state crime lab for toxicology test. He said the tests are standard operating procedure. For many years, Mr. Etheridge worked for the USDA at the Batesville ConAgra plant. He also worked at Lyon College and for the White River Regional Housing Authority. He was a member of the North Heights Church of Christ. An Independence County man, apparently high on a day of taking meth, was arrested for damaging a residence with a hammer. Deputy Wayne Green said he was dispatched to 70 Holly Hills Road by the owner of the residence who wanted to press charges. 21-year-old Joshua K. Vickery was taken into custody and charged with first-degree criminal mischief. Deputy Green said Vickery told him he tore the house to pieces, but he didn't know why. No estimate of damage was given in the police report. The Batesville Fire Department extinguished a brush fire Saturday afternoon in the wood line between the Eagle Mountain Shopping Center and Woodmont Circle on Eagle Mountain. Independence County Deputy Sheriff Brett Ward said in the area of the fire an orange tent was located with an assortment of trash around the area. He said it appeared someone had been living in the tent for several days from the amount of food cans that had been discarded. Ward said no one was near the tent when authorities arrived. Walmart has announced a new strategy executives hope will pull in procrastinators by giving them a big incentive to shop early. It's a guarantee that they'll get the lowest price no matter when they buy during the holiday season. The Bentonville retailer says it'll match prices on many of its products and will give customers a gift card for the difference if they find the identical product sold elsewhere for less. The Southside Fire Department's only annual big fundraiser, a chili supper, is set for Friday, October 28th at the fire station on Highway 167 South. Assistant Chief Chris Tolan said serving begins at noon and goes through 8 p.m. The meal is $5. Tolan said the department will deliver with orders of 5 meals or more. You can contact any member of the Southside Fire Department for additional details. And two Independence County men were caught after hours early Friday evening shooting handguns at the Rocky Wilma shooting complex just north of Batesville. Deputy Philip Pickett said he was dispatched to the area because of gunshots being fired after the ranges posted hours of operation. Deputy Pickett said he found two men, a 24-year-old and a 28-year-old, shooting targets off the top of the trap shooting house with handguns. Pickett said the range has two posted signs that say shotguns and archery only, and also posted signs showing hours of operation. The two men told Pickett a man in a green pickup truck advised them they could shoot at the range. Pickett said they didn't know the name of the man, though. Pickett issued the two a criminal trespass warning and released them. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.